Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is Wednesday, the 16th of October, 2024. Happy Wednesday to you. It's National Sports Day today, which is obviously important. That's what we need. A day to bring more awareness to the existence and participation in sports. Incredibly unnecessary. Awareness Day should be more specific and obscure, like Saturday, which is International Raw Milk Cheese Appreciation Day. But there's no Hallmark card for that one. And I may not celebrate that on Saturday, but you can bet I'll take a minute to honor International Gin and Tonic Day, which will probably lead me to inadvertently celebrate International Sloth Day. It's all on Saturday, so however you decide to celebrate, please celebrate responsibly. And while you figure out how to work being a lazy sloth into your weekend, let's jump into some news together. Let's start off with some interesting news. Wisconsin ended 2024 with a surplus of $4.6 billion instead of the $3.1 billion that was expected. That was the number everybody was using for our budget surplus. The rainy day fund also went up a bit to $1.9 billion, which sounds great, but as an aside, let's logic that out and what that actually gives us. Our two-year state budget is $100 billion, so 1 year would be $50 billion. And there are 52 weeks in a year, so let's just say our government burns through about $1 billion a week. When I say it out loud, it sounds completely god-awful. Okay, so our rainy day fund would give us about 2 weeks of leeway for our state finances. And I actually have seen some analysis that says most other states are better prepared for financial hardship than we are. But that's not the point I'm going for. The numbers came out in a press release from the governor on Tuesday with a timestamp of 4:48 p.m. Also at 4:48 p.m. was a press release, and I quote, State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underlie, with this headline, quote, with $4.6 billion budget surplus, State Superintendent calls for investment in public education, unquote. That press release was sent simultaneously with the announcement for the surplus. Seriously, at least pretend to act like money, money, and more money isn't your biggest priority. If we heard about pushing better as much as we hear about pushing for more money, I wonder if the culture and the focus and the dialogue would start to shift. I don't know, but I do know one thing. Leadership and culture matter, and the focus of the current culture has been set from the top down by actions and words. In other news, and let's stay with the theme of culture, unfortunately, this story caught my eye, and this one is almost worth the you can't make this stuff up file. The submitting paperwork problems has leached over to the sports department of Milwaukee Public Schools from the finances department. The Bayview and Pulaski High School football teams were switching two new conferences this year, but the correct paperwork for the switch wasn't filed, and therefore the WIAA has ruled that both schools are required to forfeit all of their games this season and ruled that both schools were ineligible for postseason play in this year's and in next year's playoffs. Now, I'm going to pivot here because my issue isn't with Milwaukee Public Schools this time. It's with the WIAA. Another example of a bureaucracy's actions reflecting its priorities, because it sure looks like they prioritize adhering to their own bureaucracy instead of being focused on the benefit of the sport to the student athlete. Now, I don't know what the violations were, but it would appear that the kids are being punished for mistakes at a school administration level. And seriously, disqualifying them from next year's playoffs? What kind of egregious paperwork violation would make that necessary? Now, if they canceled 2 years of the office Secret Santa drawings or potlucks for the office, that seems more relevant than punishing the kids. As part of the education establishment, consider what lessons you're teaching here, WIAA, because actions speak louder than words, and if it were up to me, you'd get flagged for unsportsmanlike conduct. And finally, I assume that most of our listeners are registered to vote, but I will leave you with this reminder that the deadline for voter registration online or by mail is October 16th. Online registrations must be completed by the 16th, or mail-in registrations must be postmarked by October 16th. Otherwise, voters must register at your municipal clerk's office. In some areas, people may also be able to register at in-person absentee voting locations. The myvote.wi.gov website is a good resource for all your specific voting information, including your local clerk's contact information, your polling place, and ways to ask questions. And remember that those clerks are kind of like field goal kickers for the Packers. They have a thankless job, they are intensely scrutinized lately, and they're given very little margin of error. At least if you're a kicker, the money justifies the stress and scrutiny. So, since the clerks don't get that perk, if you do reach out to them, let's give them some grace as they're putting in effort to help us have a voice in our democracy and in our future. So, in closing, I want to share a quote on the freedom of speech from the underappreciated Frederick Douglass, who said, quote, "To suppress free speech is a double wrong. It violates the rights of the hearer as well as those of the speaker," unquote. As always, have a great second half of your week, and thanks for listening. The Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every awesome corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.